Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off
with Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning and welcome to Monday.
The weekend is over.
Mondays suck.
Yeah, no duh.
Got the blues so bad.
I've got the blues.
Man, I got the Monday morning blues.
Well, anyway, let's get back to work.
Now let's get back to work, hey?
Yeah, that's right. Let's get back to work.
Honestly, I'd rather not.
Well, too bad.
Too bad.
Because it's showtime!
That's what it is. It's showtime.
Yeah, Monday.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show along with our morning show producer, Morty, 6:05 Monday morning. And I think both you and I had a pretty good weekend. Otherwise, a very tragic weekend nationwide.
Yeah.
And we will acknowledge the fact, thoughts and prayers to both Dayton and, of course, El Paso, being from a market that has gone through this thing. However, yeah. Our show is not of that. We try and stay positive. No. We try and stay upbeat. Bring a little bit of...
A little fun, a little lightness.
A ray of sunshine
dark.
In your life.
Jeez, because it's bad. It's crappy. But you know what? Just we'll try to shut it off for a little bit.
And we will continue to do that.
Yeah.
Just, anyways, it is...
Oh, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. And I hate that those people are going through that because it lasts, you know? Yep. It lasts and... It's just, it's awful.
Okay.
But yes.
We'll make it
Don't
through.
You worry. I'll say something stupid to just turn you right back around.
Take your
Don't you
mind
worry
off
about that. God.
Sunshine hot today. Carla, they say an excessive heat warning today.
Yeah, you know what? I can't wait to start complaining about the cold weather. I really can't.
Sure you can. God. 111 the high today, 104 tomorrow. It's about 85 outside right now. Warm up because you got your first take on some entertainment news coming up.
I do. He made $250,000 on figurines. I'll tell you who it is.
More on that and other stories after the Eagles Hotel California.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Now, Morty, did you see Hobbs and Shaw over the weekend?
I did not.
Okay. Well, people a little baffled and bothered, well, confused. Apparently, Jason Statham and Vanessa Kirby, they play brother and sister.
Mm-hmm.
And they're shown as kids together in flashbacks. And people are like, they're 21 years apart. How are they like the same age?
Oh.
Yeah, this kind of threw people a lot. And then they took to, social
Hollywood.
Media and said, what? This is weird. This
mm-hmm.
is so. And a lot of people were, they were just kind of thrown with
Trying
that
to figure
one.
It
so,
out.
Yeah. Yeah, not even close. So,
okay.
But apparently they're portrayed as, really close in age together, kids. So, last week was the 30th anniversary of the Game Boy hitting stores in the United States. Now, a list was posted of the 30 best Game Boy games of all time. Tetris was number one.
Wow.
Yeah, Tetris, one that you and I played.
I love that game.
Same year. I still play it, actually.
It's just easy.
Yeah, I love it. Followed by Pokemon and Super Mario Land 2. So, Morty, you had a Game Boy?
I had one, and I still have
still
one.
Still have one. There you go. A lot of people hung on to those.
Yeah,
actually, not surprised.
I know it, exactly.
You just can't find it between all the tissue paper and the toilet paper.
And the
Pop-Tarts and the bag of crap.
Oh, man. And Rick Springfield says that he made $250,000 after selling his rare collection of Star Wars action figures. Now, we did talk to him. What, last week or the week before? And we talked to him about that, Mike. Maybe we can play that a little bit later in the show because it was interesting.
It was.
By the way, Marsha, Maureen McCormick, 63 years old today.
What?
Mm. Marsha Brady, 63 years old today.
Man.
How about that?
That doesn't make me feel any younger.
No.
Not at all. Happy birthday, Marsha.
I know. Marsha.
You had mentioned Rick Springfield making almost $250,000 off a store Star Wars figurine.
Yeah.
And before he came to town this past weekend, we had a chance to hop on the phone with him. Our visit's still on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3 KKLZ.com. But here's Rick talking about it.
Well, the one that sold for the most was a version of Obi-Wan Kenobi. It was a double telescoping one, and it was one of the prototypes, and it was there was only like one or two of them in the world, and I didn't know I had one. This guy was selling it for me. He said, hey, you know, this is like the super rare ones. It was actually a good investment. I was very happy with it. I love toys, but I thought it was time to move on.
So, Rick, you are no longer the 40-year-old virgin, is what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much.
Rick Springfield talking about his Star Wars collection.
I just figured, you know, this one is super rare.
And his wife standing there rolling her eyes.
Yeah, oh my God.
But $250,000 yeah. plus.
Jeez.
Nice investment.
Good for him.
Who's your laughing? First chance to win.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Who's laughing it's now? Not. Yeah, see, honey? Oh,
we're going
shut
to Belize.
Up. Yes.
Here you go, your first chance to win. It's 80s night at Wet n Wild. Larry Martito's going to be out there. It's August 17th. You want to go? We got a pair of tickets for you right now. Dial it up. 702-739-9636. Passes for Wet n Wild. You're a winner.
Wakes me up the right way.
Good morning. You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Carla Williams on the phone. William, you're going to Wet n Wild.
All right, man. I love this channel. I love listening to the music.
Awesome. You're going to have a good time. Wet n Wild. This is August 17th, a Saturday night. It's going to be 80s night, hosted by Larry Martino. It's all a part of our 96 Days of Summer. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
You got it, man. Thanks, guys.
We will have those passes to give away all week long, as well as Wendy Rush, your next chance to win when she comes in. During the midday, it's 6:38. Carla, read this story that you heard about.
Oh, gosh. A woman in Minnesota, she had a story on Facebook. Her husband, apparently, he accidentally ate an entire two bars of X-Lax, chocolate X-Lax. He took it. He thought,
Why?
It says eat two squares. So he ate the two bars that are in there. Instead of two tiny
squares. Right,
you're
just supposed to break it off. But he didn't know that.
She said he took it the night before and the next morning pretty early. You know, things started going down. And he knew something was wrong. And you think? And so they looked at the packaging and it hit him. He said, oh man, okay. It said one to two squares.
I might have taken
too
much.
And he needed it, so he took the two squares.
Oh,
well, they had to call poison control. She said at first they thought, you know, it was a joke.
Prank call.
But they do get these calls. They've gotten them before. And the guy at poison control, he said, you know, listen, her husband's 39 years old, by the way. He said he's going to be okay. Biggest risks you got there, cramping, dehydration, and diaper rash. She said, I was laying down sideways because I was laughing so hard that I just couldn't breathe. I know it was horrible. But, you know, the fact that my husband did this, and he's a pretty bright man. This woman who did it, she's a writer.
Uh-huh.
And, but the thing is,
Dehydrated.
Honey,
here's another bottle of water for you. And some more tissue paper.
You know what, dude? Book a colonoscopy because you are set and ready to go.
Boy, if anybody ever needed the two gigantic rolls of toilet paper that you and Morty bought.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Collectively, it would have been this guy.
Could have been there, Morty.
Yeah.
Could have been there.
Here you go.
Oh, my God. Has this ever happened to someone? I mean, this is terrible.
It's never happened to me. I'm very careful about that kind of stuff.
Oh, God, no. No, and I don't really keep that in the house. But,
right.
I mean, I can't imagine that you know, this is something. There are X-Lax incidents all over the place. So I'm sure something has gone down, so to speak.
Danny's on the phone. Danny, what's up?
We work with a lot of people. And you go ahead and put your name on the fridge and your lunch keys on getting stolen. So I'm like, you know, I got this. I want to see, not to get them fired, just to see who's eating my food.
Uh-huh.
So I go ahead and I make these mouth-watering, delicious chocolate cupcakes with peanut butter in them.
Of course.
But I go ahead and I put some X-Lax and like six of them. I went ahead and put them in the fridge. And once again, I put my note that says, do not eat.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, half hour, 45 minutes later, there is a dude going to the bathroom. And the boss pulled him to the side He's like, you all right? He's like, yeah, I stole some dude's food. Now I can't get quick going to the bathroom. So he ended up getting fired, which was icing on the cake.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And nobody's lunches got stolen past that.
So to speak. And don't say I stole somebody's food. What a buffoon.
Yeah, you don't admit it.
No.
You just say I don't feel well or something like that, but you don't admit it.
You deserve it if you're going to admit that you stole someone's food.
You already know who did it.
Yeah, you could have just had a day off, but instead you got fired.
People texting in about this X-lax issue that was brought up in a story that Carla had read about.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, a woman in Minnesota. Her husband needed a little something, a little help, and he took a lot of X-lax. Instead of just two little squares, he took the two squares that come in the package.
Is it not that self-explanatory?
I would think so. Sounds like a pretty, you know, relatively smart guy. She's an author, this woman. Had to call poison control, and they said, he's going to be okay. Yeah. Going to have a little diaper rash.
Ooh.
And might be dehydrated. But other than that, you'll be okay. Wow.
Okay.
Oh.
Sherry, what about you?
So my little brother gave my uncle a piece of candy that was X-lax while we were out shopping with my mom and my uncle.
Oh, boy.
And my mom, well, of course, my uncle didn't know what it was. Uh-huh. And so we had to stop for the bathroom multiple times. My mom started to grow concerned.
Uh-huh.
And she still couldn't figure out what happened to him that day. Several years later, my brother confessed that she was so mad.
Oh, when he was grounded at 30? Was that?
he held on that long?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm thinking maybe they need to change something about this. This is not the first time these things have happened,
right?
You know? But they've always kept it chocolate.
Uh-huh.
So, okay.
Don't make it so yummy.
No, exactly. Make it taste like bad chocolate, right?
And the other thing is maybe take less. Less is more.
Yeah.
Like, just take a couple of squares.
So easy.
Even if you don't know to.
Yeah, or just eat one square. Maybe,
and then go from there. You
know? Yeah.
So to speak. Excessive heat warning today.
Yeah.
High 111, 85 now. And a few things we think you should know coming up.
Well, another reason to not go to Florida. You'll have to know about this one.
All right. More on that and some other things we think you should know as you kick off your Monday. After Bon Jovi, Blaze of Glory.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, listen, if you're thinking about going to Florida, be careful. They are experiencing quite an outbreak of hepatitis A.
Oh.
So, yeah, but it's Florida. So there may be, you know, hepatitis C and D and F. And do be careful. You can't go anywhere anymore. But, yes, it is true. They are.
That's not good. I'm not a doctor, but.
No, that's not good.
Can't be good.
No, and X-lax isn't going to help that. I'm telling you right now. It's not going to help. Boy, Facebook changing the name of Instagram. I don't know to what, but in order to more accurately brand it. I don't know why they don't just leave things alone, but whatever. So, what could they call it? Like Time Sucker or I don't know.
Yeah, call it what it is.
Yeah, you know, Mental Void, something like that. But yeah, they will be changing that name. And this is very cool, Morty. I thought about you. I thought about all of us. Satellite Internet Company. They announced the Digital Detox Challenge for anyone willing to spend an entire weekend, this is nothing, without using smartphones or computers. Taking applications right now for someone to spend it in Southern California's Joshua Tree National Park.
Oh.
Yeah, they'll be paid $1,000. They'll stay in a retro Airbnb. I don't know what that means, but it'll include air conditioning, a pool, a hot tub. No access to tech devices at all for a weekend. So, but afterwards, they want you to post about it and write it up and tell people what it was like.
It was great.
I know. Yeah. I think we should all apply for this. It's one weekend. Satelliteinternet.com. The winner will be chosen August 26th.
Okay.
So, there you go.
I could
Good
easily
luck.
Do that.
I could, too. Are you kidding me?
That's
Absolutely.
Like no problem.
I just need a bed.
God, yeah. I know. You know what? Sleep for 2 days, right? I mean, I'd probably want to do a little hiking, something like that. That'd be cool.
But with AC, a bed,
yeah,
pool, some drinks,
A hot tub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello?
Please.
Can we bring, I'm assuming you can bring booze, right?
I would hope.
You're gonna unplug. You want to load up.
Hey, jeez. By the way, talking about being unplugged, more people calling about the X-Lax thing.
Yeah.
Jimmy, what's your story?
My son didn't want to do what he was supposed to around the house. And I told him, I said, if you don't, I'm going to get even with you. And he's like, yeah, you're an old man. You're not going to do anything. I said, okay. So prom night, we had a special dessert that he felt some of that good old chocolate X-Lax gave to him.
No.
And let him go to prom.
You know what? That's evil.
Oh, my. Oh, my, my, my.
That is evil.
He did his chores for the rest of the time.
There you go, Mike. Is it that evil?
Wow.
He did his freaking chores.
I tell him all the time, treachery will win out over youth every time.
Have a good day. Rick's on the phone. Rick, what's up?
They need to do it like cannabis edibles, but take a little at first, see how you feel, and then take another one if needed.
That's what I'm saying.
It's true. It's true.
You can always take more.
Yeah.
But you can't. Well, I guess you could go back with X-Lax. You go.
Right.
You give back. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, anyone of us, anyone who has done cannabis edibles knows that you just take a little bite.
Yeah.
And then you try it and you see
Let's see where I'm at in about 30 minutes or 45 minutes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Or make it, like I said, for the less smart people.
Right.
Why are we the only smart ones in the room? Have a good day. Giving away an Alaskan cruise, a 7-day Alaskan cruise, all a part of the 96 days of summer. All you have to do is figure out the street address, city, state, zip, what's in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the KKLZ website, click on the 96 days of summer icon. It'll take you right to the picture, or just text the word cruise to 702-739-9636. You can access the picture that way. Look at it. If you can figure out, like I said before, the street address, city, state, zip, and what's in my pocket, you are the winner of that 7-day Alaskan cruise.
Cool.
Now, here's the deal. This will be your first chance to take a shot and win it right now.
Okay.
Dial it up. 702-739-9636. Caller number 9 will give you that chance. So do it right now. 702-739-9636. Good luck.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer, sponsored by Scenic Brewing Company. You can win an amazing Alaskan luxury cruise for two if you can tell us where to find Mike from the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Location.
All right, Carla, we have Mary on the phone. Mary, here you go. To win that 7-day Alaskan cruise, all you have to do is give us the exact street address, city, state, zip code, where you think the vacation photo was taken, and to win the cruise of a lifetime, what's in my pocket? Go ahead.
Divine Child High School, 1001 North Silvery Lane, Dearborn, Michigan, 48128. I'm thinking by the clue that I picked up, you have a joint in your pocket, sir.
You know what, Mary?
Yes, sir.
You got zero.
Zero.
Out of five. But your next chance to go for that 7-day Alaskan cruise will be at noon. Wendy Rush will have that for you. Tap the KKLZ app on your smartphone or go to 96.3kklz.com for complete rules and info. And don't forget, this Wednesday night, another bonus clue going to be handed out at Scenic Brewing Company from 6 to 8. It's all a part of our 96 Days of Summer.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It helps us start the day with warmth and vigor.
96.3 KKLZ.
So Friday night, Carla hosted another girls' night out, and some of your friends are starting to check in. Mary's on the phone. Mary had a good time, she says.
Thank you, Mary. How cool. Well, listen, were your seats okay?
Oh, my God, they were great. I remember last year I won tickets to Cher with you guys.
Yes. Oh,
those seats were like in the nosebleed.
Yeah, they kind of were.
I mean, I loved it. We still enjoyed it. But.
Yes. So you had a good time.
Yeah, I was just sad that you guys didn't get to see you and
Angie.
Angie didn't get to sit with us.
So were we.
It was
I know, I I know it. It was great, though. And, God, they took good care of us over at Shake Shack as well.
Oh, my God, did they ever. Highly recommend it. I kept telling people over the weekend, except people, I had posted on Facebook that we were there with your picture. And, of course, you know, my friends were calling. And then I say, you know, and I say, oh, you guys got to go there. It's great, you know.
We had a pretty good time. We did.
Oh, we did. It was fun. We truly enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Carla's not a lot of fun to go out with, is she?
No, she's not. My daughter kept saying, God, it would be a riot to just hang out with her. And she goes, I wish it wasn't so loud. I wanted to hear more what Angie had to say. So I said, well, maybe one of these days.
You know, Mary, and I don't know if we want to put this on the air or not, but this was truly, and I mean this, one of the best crowds of ladies that I have ever hung out with.
Everybody
for one of
so
these. It really
we
was.
We all were dancing.
Yeah,
I was so tired. I go, I'm getting a little too old to be standing all night over a concert.
Janet Jackson, Friday night. Carla hosted another legendary girls' night out.
Yeah. Mary, it was great meeting you, everybody, that night. You guys were such a fun bunch. Thank you for making it a great night for me.
Hopefully we can do it again.
Absolutely.
All right. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You could win an Alaskan cruise for two during the 96 days of summer from Scenic Brewing Company. And 96.3 KKLZ, your next chance to give it a shot. Noon hour with Wendy Rush. All the details on our website, 96.3KKLZ.com. Excessive heat warning today, Carla. Boy, make sure you have the baby powder.
Yeah. Oh, I do. I did this morning.
High 111 and then cooling down to 104 tomorrow.
Oh, my God. I wish I had thigh gap. I really do. I so wish I had thigh gap.
It's about 91. Already 91 this morning. And Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
If you have a Justin Bieber baseball card, it could be worth a lot of money.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
All right, more on that and some other stories after Boston. More than a feeling.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, listen to this, Mike. Wood from the oak tree that was in the Shawshank Redemption, you know, at the end of it?
Yeah.
It was used to make gifts for the cast to celebrate recently the 25th anniversary of the Shawshank Redemption. They made them all these things out of this tree. Poor tree, but yeah, how very cool. And again, let's look back. Topps Baseball Card Company. They did a card for Cleveland Indians pitcher Shane Bieber, and it has a mistake in it. It refers to him in the description as Justin Bieber.
Oh.
And Shane tweeted a photo, and Topps joked back, quote, "Is it too late to say sorry?" Which is a Justin Bieber song. So good for them. Good for them. Love it. And Ringo Starr says the Beatles will release a box set commemorating the 50th anniversary of Abbey Road. He said, and you can hear a lot of stuff in this, like from the recording studio. He said, You can also hear the drums, which got dialed down in the old days. He said, I got a bit fed up.
Yeah.
You know, but you can hear in it the, you know, okay, take three or take four or
nice.
Whatever he said, and we left it in there. He said, it sounds a lot brighter. You know, the sound has been enhanced a bit. Mm-hmm. So he said, it's still amazing to me with the Beatles. He said, we have a billion streams a year now, and every generation still listens to us. And then, of course, he ended it with, Peace and love.
50th anniversary?
Love. Yep, 50th wow. anniversary.
That
How about
is,
that?
Wow.
I know. My brother has not seen Ringo Starr and his all-star band. He's going to see them out in D.C. at the Wolf Trap, it's called.
So nice.
Yeah, I know it.
You got to tell me how he likes it.
Yeah, I know.
He puts on a great show.
No, I never have. So, yeah, he does. And he's got some of the same people with him, some different ones with him. Somebody from Steve Miller Band with him this time. And, yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Yep.
Carla, we have Sally on the phone. She is a survivor of your girls' night out.
Yes, I know.
Sally, you have a good time. Did you have a good time Friday night?
I did. I just wanted to give you a shout out that we had a wonderful time. One of the other ladies had called you a little while ago.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, I got to call Carla.
So you survived. Everything was fine.
We did.
Oh, nobody got kicked out. Nobody got picked up.
No.
Okay.
No. We were the life of the party there.
It was quite fun. It really was. You guys, I was telling Mary, and I'm sure sure you heard. This has been one of the most fun groups I have ever been out with. It really was. Oh, you guys were a blast.
Well, and then I caught part of it because I had walked away from my desk and I said, oh my gosh, now I have to really call you and let you know how much fun we had. It was
Thank
great.
You.
And then my sister and I are going back on Friday because we had originally bought tickets.
That's right. Yeah, and your sister came in from California, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's so cool. I know. It was a blast.
And does she do all the songs that you hope she does?
Yes, she was amazing, you know, and I know my sister is a big Janet Jackson fan, and she really enjoyed herself. So we're looking forward to this Friday, but it's not going to be the same as it was, you know, the other night.
Yeah, I know. No, it's not, as a matter of fact.
Well, maybe, you know what, I'll take you off the air, and then you tell Carla where you're going to meet.
And... Right, and just go. And believe me, I would totally crash your party. We're going to be out of town. We're going to be out of town.
We're going to be in Chicago.
Chicago for business. But you guys were great, and honestly, it was like this whole group, I don't know what it was, the vibe was so great, and it's like everybody just knew each other going in. So I thank you guys for making my girls' night out a blast.
Well, I'm gonna definitely be looking forward to the next one. Thank you, Carla.
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, how about Shake Shack for taking care of us?
Oh, they did an awesome job.
I know it. It's like we were the only ones in there. Kiara kept coming over, and what else do you need? It's like, well, we can't eat and drink fast enough, so relax. My God.
Thank you, Carla. Thank you, Mike. You are welcome.
Bye-bye
now.
It's good to hear. Everybody had a good time.
And really fun.
And the people over at Shake Shack, they're awesome.
Yeah. Yes,
All right.
Are.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
I love them.
Isn't it fun?
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Boy, are we looking forward to September 7th, end of summer bash. It's going to be at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center, Lost 80s Live. Got a bunch of... This will be probably the biggest 80s party of the year.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
So, you have a chance to win tickets right now. We put three of the bands... There's going to be like 16 total bands.
Yes.
So we have three bands and their songs together in a medley. All you have to do is identify the band, name of the song, in order. All right? Here's the medley. That's it.
Okay.
702-739-9636. If you can identify each group, the song, by title, in order.
Right.
You're a winner. Starting with caller number 9, 702-739-9636. One more time. Here it is. Listen closely. That's it. And they're all going to be there.
Yes, they are.
So if you want tickets to Mike and Carla's second annual end of summer bash, ninth caller, 702-739-9636. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win tickets for our end of summer bash downtown Las Vegas Event Center. It's a medley. Three of the groups that will be there, plus their songs. So name the band, title of the song, in order. Here's the medley. All right, Matt, give it a shot. Can you identify the group and the song title in order by title? Go ahead.
Okay, A Flock of Seagulls, I Ran.
All right.
Wing Chun, Dance Hall Days.
And?
Missing Persons, Walking in L.A.
They're all going to be there.
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome.
You know what? That was not easy.
No, it wasn't. That was pretty good, my friend.
I had to double-check the Wayne Chun song because I was thinking it was like, have fun tonight.
Right.
I'm like, wait a minute. That don't sound right.
Right.
You got the tickets. You're going to join us for the second annual Mike and Carla End of Summer Bash. It's the Lost 80s Live Tour, downtown Las Vegas Event Center, Saturday night, September 7th. It's all a part of our 96 Days of Summer. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thanks a lot for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm going to love it. Thank you.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. On a Spirit Airlines flight on Friday from North Carolina to Jersey, somehow a live bat started flying around the cabin.
Oopsie.
Now, it's not really clear.
You know what? I'm sorry, bat. You'll have to go into the overhead bin. Jeez. And you have wings. Uh-huh. Why are you on this plane? Jeez.
I don't know how it got on the plane. Nobody knew how it even got in the cabin.
Jeez. You can get to Paducah yourself.
Uh-huh. Here's everybody freaking out on that flight. somebody finally trapped it in the bathroom.
Love the one guy. Oh, my God.
Yeah. But he's still videoing. Guy in Alabama broke into a store a couple of times over the last couple of weeks. Stole toilet paper.
Okay. Well,
Carla, Morty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
He stole toilet paper. Cops eventually caught up with him last week after a high-speed chase. The toilet paper bandit led cops on a high-speed chase in Alabama. And it turns out he runs a janitorial company. trying to get free inventory.
Exactly. Yeah. Caught him because he had a little piece hanging off of his trunk. Jeez, that's him right there. And I mean his trunk. Wow. Hey, did you guys hear about this story? A Colorado Rockies fan. Did you hear this?
Yes.
Nate Patterson. Yes. Attended one of their games. And the team set up a speed pitch challenge machine behind one of their bullpens so fans could kind of see how fast they throw. Well, this guy stepped up, threw a fastball, 96 miles an hour. And the A's saw the video of this guy, and they're signing him to a contract.
The A did.
Yeah, the A's did. Yeah, the A's did. And you know what? They're Moneyball. They got that whole Moneyball thing going on. So
Which is our parent club here. Who knows?
Yes, that's right.
I tried that at a 51s game when they were in the 51s.
Yeah.
I tried that, and I thought of myself as pretty athletic.
Right.
So I grabbed the ball, threw it. 45 miles an hour.
Okay, and you thought you were really...
I thought I was heaving.
Yeah.
So then I said, 45? So I took a couple steps back.
Yeah, okay.
And ran because everybody knows that adds speed.
Sure it does. Uh-huh.
And you run and throw.
Sure, Mike. And then you fall and then,
47
yeah.
See? Miles an hour. So I figured, I told my friend, I said, clearly I'm a knuckleballer.
Yes.
I'm a slow pitcher
then
guy.
Then did you try it again?
Put my arm in a sling and I was done.
That's the thing, though. You've got to throw fast and you got to get it in there.
Right.
You got to get it in the strike zone. So.
And then you have to do it quite a few times.
Yes, exactly. Because, I mean, if I could do one or two and then, you know what, I'm done now. I'm a reliever.
Yeah. So. Our pitch count would be two.
A season. Yes.
I'm calling in the righty.
Yes.
Okay.
That's
Coach,
right.
Manager, just stay in the dugout. I'll call
him. Man alive. Oh,
that's
maybe
a great story, though.
You know what, though? Maybe this is good. Scientists in Japan, they want to. Why? I have no idea. But they want to try to crossbreed. This is so weird to me. A rat and a human. Yeah. I want to write them a letter and just say, listen, we already have enough politicians. Okay, why don't you just leave that be a rat and a human? I'm not making that up.
Someone watched too much Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
You think?
I know the theme song right off the bat.
Yeah.
Rat man. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. Rat man. Yeah. Yeah. And they probably got a grant from the government.
Yes, probably. They probably did. Mike, play ball. It's Monday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
We need something simple and sweet today. One little boy in Georgia, Fayetteville, Georgia... He has experienced bullying at his ripe old age of 6 years old, so he realizes it's important to have a good friend, you know, when you're going through school.
Yeah.
So in honor of little Blake Rajan's first day of school, his mother said, you know, I'm going to make you a T-shirt. What do you want? I'll put anything on there. He loves sports, all of that. And he said, let me think for a minute. Will you make me a shirt that says, I will be your friend for all the kids who need a friend so they know that I'm here for them if they need one? Mom said, not a problem. She made a T-shirt, orange shirt, green lettering on it, says, I will be your friend. He says bullying can make school very difficult, and he wanted the other students to know that they have somebody just in case. And so here's the deal. His first day of school got a picture with the principal.
Yeah.
And over hundreds of people, at this point, over 800 people have shared this on Facebook and then elsewhere, of course. Well, now people want to buy the T-shirts because it's just such a great sentiment. It's so simple. And, you know, I'm sure, Mom, go ahead, sell them. Why not?
Yeah.
She says he doesn't think anything of it, actually. He's a little confused as to why it's such a big deal because he thinks everyone is just the same as him. You know,
at that age, you do.
Yes, you do. And boy, don't ever let that change.
Well, it is.
But good for him. Blake Rajan, I know, out of Fayetteville, Georgia.
That's a great story.
It's just so sweet. It's so sweet. He's the cutest little kid I've ever seen.
Our grandson, Ethan, who is 7 years old, goes into second grade. It's a new school. So he's a little nervous.
Sure, of course.
And I feel, as a grandparent, or as a parent even, I would feel, there's like nothing you can do.
No, there isn't.
But at 7 years old, you're nervous going to school.
I know, absolutely. It's hard to change schools. It's hard to go to that next grade. It's tough. It is.
You just try and do what you do, say what you can say, and hopefully things work out. Yep. All right. That's a great story. If you have one, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. We'd love to hear about it. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, recapping the show. People, if you're going to take the X-Lax, one square at a time.
Yeah, and the little squares.
The little squares.
In the big square. Just take off a couple.
More, less is more.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, because literally something's going to hit the fan.
Unless you like self-torture and eat the whole bar.
Right, or you have a colonoscopy coming up.
From all the calls that we got, everybody had a good time at your girls' night out with Janet Jackson Friday night, so everybody survived. That's good to hear.
So fun, and thank you to everyone at Shake Shack. They treated us like royalty.
Good people over there.
Oh, fantastic.
And don't worry, a little bit later on this midday, at about noon, the noon hour, Wendy Rush will give you another chance to guess the street address, city, state, zip, what's in my pocket. Hopefully win that 7-day Alaskan cruise, all a part of the 96 days of summer. If you've not seen the picture, and we revealed another clue today, or another piece of the puzzle. Text the word cruise to 702-739-9636. It'll take you right there to the picture puzzle and help you figure out the location of our third vacation picture so you can win. So good luck with that. All right? Anything else? Do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind. And we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.